sense. And the reason I asked you to go is General Eisenhower told me that he considered you the smartest man in the Army. And
well, I was delighted to go, sir, and I just hope I can help in some way.
Well, you help in many ways. I told Mike Bundy when he asked me what else I want to do, I told him I wanted to ask you to go out. Now, I asked General Eisenhower tonight to go up to New York to see some friends that he needs to see. And then I'm going to call him up there tomorrow and ask him to come down here. I'd like to just visit with him and get his judgments and get his help.
Yes, sir.
I think he's a very good man and a very wise man.
Yes.
And I don't think we can have too much help on some of these things.
I'm sure that's right.
So I told him that I remembered what he told me about you voluntarily after the Kennedy assassination, the first week I was here. I told him I was going to ask you to get in touch with him. So they're going to pick him up out there in the morning at 8 o'clock. And you could either do one or two things. You could go out with a plane tonight, or if you don't care to, he's going to stay in New York tomorrow night. You could go up there tomorrow afternoon and tell him that I asked you to report in to him and to tell him all you know, and you can tell him just as much you tell me. I have just as much confidence in him as I do in myself.
I might, I could do it either way. One thing I could do is bring myself completely up to date tomorrow before I see him.
That's what I'd
do. There might be some gain in that.
That's what I'd do, and I'd talk to Bundy, and I'd get all these cables here. I don't think I'd tell him I was going to see him, because I don't want anybody generally to know it. He knows it, and you know it, and that's all.
Fine.
So what I'd do over here, though, in the morning, I'd say, what is the president? The president asked me to look into this. And what is he said to bring here? Have everything that I have said or done available to you.
Fine, sir.
And you tell it all to General Eisenhower.
Fine.
And then you, he'll be at the Park Lane tomorrow afternoon. You get your transportation, get your plane, Convair, whatever you need, a Jetstar, whatever will get you in there the quickest and the best. And you can find out what time he's arriving. Colonel Cook with General Clifton's office is arranging it.
Fine, and I can find out through Clifton then.
Yeah. I think he's off white tie dinner, but Colonel Cook's on job.
Right.
You just find out Colonel Cook, just tell the White House operator, give you Colonel Cook and ask him what time he'll be arriving. He's going to Park Lane Hotel.
Okay, sir.
And you just make available to him everything you know, and you be damn sure you know everything.
All right, sir, I'll do that.
You tell him how much I feel by him, because he's told me what he thinks of you, and so I told him tonight that for him to come in and talk to his publisher, some kind of his cover.
Yes, sir.
And then when I hear he's up there, I'm going to ask him to come by here. I don't want to be summons him in, because
yes,
I think it looks a little too,
surely,
too emergency and too dramatic. But you get all the intelligence reports, everything in, right? You talk to McCone's outfit and your outfit and everything.
I'll bring them.
And you talk to, they're supposed to hit us pretty heavy tomorrow, so check it all and just be where you can lay it all out in front of him.
Fine, I'll
and
do that.
You bring him on down here Wednesday and insist, tell him I only insist he stay at the White House with us. He will. He wants to go to a hotel. He's got some apartment here, but just tell him I want him to stay down there at the White House if he will. If he doesn't want to, I don't want to bother him.
Yes, sir.
But I want him to know that he's first class and the high regard I have of him.
Fine, Mr. President. I'll surely do that.
Okay. Thank you, General.
I think I'm all set.
Okay.
Righto.